哥林多前书第十五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our New Testament book together to 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们今天要交通哥林多前书整章十五章哈。
Today we will share on the whole epistle of Corinthians.
Whole chapter.
And the whole, especially the chapter 15.
我们就读几段圣经就好了。
Let's now just read a few portions of this chapter.
我们一段一段的来读。
Let's read them paragraph by paragraph.
哥林多前书十五章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 1 to verse 4. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
十二节到十四节。
Verse 12 to 14.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Verse 12. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, and your faith also is vain.
二十节。
Verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Verse 22. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.
那我们跳到四十二节。
Now let's drop down to verse 42, please.
使人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
Verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
五十五节。
Verse 15.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我巴不得在今日，借今天你爱子复活的早晨。
Father, if only on this very day, resurrection day of your beloved Son,
我们一同聚集在你的面前。
as we are gathered in your presence,
把那个复活、荣耀复活的盼望再一次摆在我们当中。
That you would place once again the glorious hope of resurrection in our hearts.
好像我们也经历着复活生命的大能。
So that we could also experience this great power of this endless life.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
我们上次交通哥林多前书第一章跟第二章。
Last time we shared on the chapter 1, chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
那里一面他借着十字架让这些儿女这神的儿女们呢能够认识主在我们身上做死的工作。
On the one hand, through the cross, Paul wants God's children to understand the work of the cross.
然后第二章呢，借着那个圣灵保惠师的工作，让我们认识神在我们身上的工作是何等的荣耀。
And also in chapter 2, he wants us to see that through the work of the Holy Spirit that God's work in us is so glorious.
然后从第三章到第十四章呢，保罗就开始处理一些在他们当中所发现的问题。
And from chapter 3 to 14, Paul addressed upon the problems in all the Corinthian church.
他们中间有一些个人道德上的问题。
In which they had personal moral problems.
他们中间聚会当中的时候有些问题。
And the problems in the midst of their meetings.
他们呢对于恩赐的运用呢也有许多的困惑。
And they were very puzzled about how to exercise the gift among them.
借着主的神的话呢，保罗一件一件事情的来纠正他们来那个教导他们。
So through God's word, one by one, Paul corrected them and rectified them on these issues.
然后来到第十五章的时候
But when we come to chapter 15,
保罗在纠正了他们当中这么多许许多的问题之后
After Paul had corrected all these issues,
保罗又回来向他们传福音了
Paul came back to preach the gospel to them.
他说弟兄们呢我如今把先前所传给你们的福音呢再一次的告诉你们。
He said, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you.
这个福音呢你们都领受了。
Which also you received,
而且呢，你们也靠着站立得住。
And in which you stand.
你们今天呢，如果今能够成为神的儿女，是因为你们领受了这个福音啊。
The reason that today you could become children of God is because you have received this gospel.
我们今天还能够在神面前呢，有些聚会，有些服事啊，是因为你们靠着福音站立得住啊。
The reason that you could be gathered together to serve Him is because by this gospel you stand.
但是呢。
But,
如果呢，因为那个不是，如果你们不是突然相信的话
，If you did not believe in the gospel in vain，
也就是说呢，你们信的是实实在在的话
，That's to say, if your faith is very solid，
你们还要继续做一件事
，There's still one more thing you need to do，
你要持守我所传给你们的
，That is to hold fast to what I have preached。
如果这样子的话呢，你就能靠这个福音得救。
Now by this, you were able to be saved by this gospel.
他们当他们领受福音的时候他们已经得救了
When they first received the gospel, they were saved already.
他们天天靠着福音站立得住他们是一个得救的人。
Day by day, by the gospel, they stood, and they were simply saved people.
但是保罗说你们还要持守这个福音。
But Paul said, you have to hold fast to this gospel.
如果你们持守这个福音的话呢，你们就会经历天天经历那个神的拯救。
If you hold fast to this gospel, then daily you experience the Lord's salvation.
不但我们的灵要得拯救。
Not only is our spirit saved.
我们呢那一天呢不需要再受大日的审判了。
So that on that day, the great day, we won't be judged.
我们不需要再经过火湖的那个惩罚。
We don't have to go through the punishment of the lake of fire and brimstone.
今天呢，我们还是要天天经历神的拯救。
However, today we have to experience daily the Lord's salvation.
让我们的魂得拯救。
So that our soul will be saved.
让我们的心思意念得改变。
So that our thoughts are our intention will be changed.
在各样的难处当中呢，经历神的救恩。
So in all problems, we will experience
experience the Lord's salvation.
那什么是这个福音呢？
So what is the gospel?
它的福音呢有两个方面。
There are two sides to this gospel.
一面呢，他说呢，是基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，埋葬了。
On the one side, that Christ died according to the scripture, he was buried.
他为我们的罪呢，被挂在木头上。
He was hung on the wood because of a sin.
他担当了我们的罪。
And he bore our sin.
叫我们既然在罪上死呢，就得以在义上活。
So that we die to sin, we could live.
因他受的鞭伤呢，我们得医治。
By his stripes, we were healed.
因着他受的刑罚，我们得平安了。
And the peace of our chastisement was upon him.
耶和华把众人的罪都加到他身上。
The Lord had placed all men's sin upon him.
借着耶稣基督的死啊。
Through Jesus Christ,
我们的罪也得到救赎。
Our sins are redeemed.
将来不需要再受大事的惩罚。
We don't have to be punished on that grade anymore.
福音还有另外一面。
However, there is another side to the gospel.
他说呢，照着圣经所说呢，基督呢第三天从死里复活了。
According to the scriptures, Christ rose on the third day.
不但基督为我们死了。
Not only did Christ die for us,
基督为我们复活了。
But he also rose for us.
他死呢，对我们的救恩是极样的重要。
How important is his death to our salvation?
他的复活呢，对我们的救恩也是一样的重要。
Even so, how important is his resurrection to our salvation?
耶稣基督被交给人呢，是因为我们的过犯。
The Lord Jesus Christ was delivered because of our offenses.
他复活呢，是叫我们称义。
And he was raised because of our justification.
神呢，借着耶稣基督从死里复活呢，重生了我们。
God has begotten us one more time through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因着耶稣基督从死里复活。
And because of Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
我们得以在神面前称义。
So we could be justified before God.
我们得以在神面前呢，有个新的生命。
We could have this new life in God's presence.
这是神借着耶稣基督从死里复活所做的事情。
And this is the very thing that God has performed through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这两个呢是福音的两个柱子哈。
Therefore, these are the two pillars of the gospel.
缺一不可。
Either one cannot be missed.
耶稣基督怎样钉十字架，是什么样的确据
？As how sure that we are of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross.
耶稣基督从死里复活也是一样的有确据。
Likewise, we are same assured.
不但是他是
about his resurrection from the dead.
不但呢，他是圣经上所记的，是神所。预先所这个应许的。
The whole thing was first recorded in the Bible and promised by God.
那么耶稣基督复活了，有许许多多见证人呢，来见证耶稣基督确实从死里复活了。
Also, after the Lord was raised from the dead, there were so many witnesses testifying to this.
耶稣基督从死里复活是非常有确据的一件事情。
So our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead should be of such assurance to us.
也是呢，我们今天得救的根基啊。
And it is also the firm foundation of our salvation today.
耶稣基督从死里复活啊，是我们信仰的根基啊。
So the Lord's resurrection from the dead is the very pillar foundation of our faith.
他说，若基督如果没有从死里复活的话。
So, if Christ is not raised from the dead,
我们所传的是枉然。
What we preach is in vain.
你们信的也是枉然。
So is your belief.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，
If our Lord Jesus is not made alive from the dead,
我们今天仍然在罪里头。
Today we are still in sin.
因着耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
But because he has been raised from the dead,
他以大能显明他是神的儿子。
With great power that he showed, declared himself as son of God.
因为他是神的儿子。
And because he is the son of God.
他的死才有价值。
So there is value to his death.
他的死才能够洗净我们一众人一切的罪孽。
So his death could wash away all the iniquities of us all.
因着他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
我们呢，今天他的我们众人呢，所有的罪孽，他才能够为我们亲身担当啊。
So he is able to bear all of our iniquities on him.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活呢，实在是我们今天信仰的根基。
Therefore. The resurrection from our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead truly is the very foundation of all of our belief.
他的复活叫我们在神面前得以称义。
Because of his resurrection, we are able to be justified before God. And because of his resurrection, we are able to receive this new life before God. And through this resurrection that he declares that he is the Son of God. However, there is another very significant meaning to his resurrection. That is, he's raised from the dead. So are we.
耶稣基督的复活是怎样有确据?
As how sure we are of his resurrection.
我们的复活也是怎么样的有确据?
So how sure we should be of our resurrection.
当时在哥林多的教会，有些人他们没法接受这件事情。
In those days at the Corinthian church, some of them could not accept this fact.
耶稣基督从死里复活，他们可以信。
They could believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected from dead. After all, he's the Son of God. But as to our own resurrection, they could not believe it.
人已经死了,
they would say man's dead.
化成灰了,
has already become dust.
归于土了,
has returned to dust.
我们可能在复活了,
how could it be possible that he is made alive again?
所以他们中间说呢,
therefore, among them, they would say there is no such a thing of resurrection.
但是呢, 保罗说呢,
but Paul says,
死人复活呢,跟耶稣基督复活是紧紧相连的。
The resurrection of the dead is so much related, closely related to the Lord's resurrection.
如果没有死人复活的事,
if there is no such a thing that a dead man would be raised,
基督也没有从死里复活,
then Christ has never been raised either.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为呢, 耶稣基督呢, 他是那个出熟的果子,
because Jesus Christ is first fruit.
在神的那个计划里头,
according to the plan of God,
复活不是仅仅耶稣基督他自己而已。
Resurrection is not limited to Jesus Christ only.
耶稣基督复活, 他不过是一个出熟的果子。
Jesus Christ is risen, but he is only the first fruit.
当我们看见那个, 收成有出熟的收成的时候,
when we first see the first fruit of the harvest,
我们知道吗, 后面就有后继的果子, 对不对?
We know what ensues is the other fruits that would come up.
今年的出熟是怎么样的美好丰富?
As today's first fruits are abundant and wonderful,
你个确据啊, 今年的一定会丰收的,
then you have this firm assurance that this year you will have a bountiful harvest.
换过来说,
now to reverse it,
如果没有后继的果子,
if there is no other coming fruit,
不但呢,出熟的果子没有什么意义了啊,
then the first fruit has no meaning in itself.
如果没有后继的果子,
if there is no other fruit coming up, when we doubt if there is truly this first fruit,
所以呢, 保罗说了,
so Paul says that if the dead is, will not be resurrected, if there are no other fruits that are coming up,
也就没有出熟,
of course, there is no such a thing called first fruit. So Jesus Christ has never been raised from dead. If Christ has never been raised from dead, our faith is in vain. We are still in sin.
啊, 感谢赞美主啊,
we thank praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead is such a sure assurance to us.
人复活呢,
likewise, how sure is this resurrection from the dead also for all people?
在亚当里,
in Adam, all died.
但照样,
likewise, in Christ, all will be made alive.
人复活是非常有确据有把握的一件事。
So, as to this matter of the resurrection of the dead, it should be a firm assurance to all of us.
但是有人还在问呢,
but still, some people would ask,
那么死人死的死了, 他活的时候他带什么身体来呢?
Since the man is dead already, when he is risen, with what body would he come in?
一个80岁死的人, 他活的时候还是80岁的样子吗?
An 80-year-old person dies, then when he is resurrected, would he look the same?
50岁死的人, 他活的时候还是50岁的样子吗?
If a person of 50 years old dies, then when he is risen, would he look the same?
如果是这样子的话，那个年轻人死的话，那就这一面来讲很可惜啊，一面也很当算了。
Now, if this is the case for young for those who died at young age, on the one hand, it's quite a shame they died so young. On the other hand, they gain a great advantage on this.
因为他虽然在地上早活了五六十年，但是他永世里都是年轻的。
Because he probably lived 50, 60 years on earth, but in eternity, he looked young forever.
那么 baby 死了怎么办呢？
What about the babies when they die?
那些在母腹里头死的人，他们父母怎么办？
What about those fetus that died in mother's womb? So when the dead men, when they come, what would they bring the kind of body with them? So they have all kinds of questions, and we would ask the same similar questions.
保罗说无知的人啊。
And Paul said, foolish ones.
你所种的呢，若不就不能够生了。
What you sow, if it does not die, then it cannot live again.
我们今天所种的一个种子，种到这里头去哈。
Now today, as we plant a seed in the ground,
它呢壳要裂开来。
The husk will be broken.
它的里面的肉要腐烂。
And the inside would perish, would decay.
从外面来看呢，它是一个死了的一个种子。
Therefore, outward looking is a dead seed.
但是呢，因为它死了。
But because it died,
它又活了，它长出一个新的生命来。
It's made alive again. The new life now grows from within.
它这个新的生命远远要超过它原先所种的。
So this new life exceeds much more than the first seed that's planted before.
有时候看见那些参天的那些古树啊，哎呀，真是漂亮，真是大。
Sometimes when I see all those grand lofty trees,
但是它们从哪里长起来的呢？
So tall, reaching to the sky. Where did it come from?
一个橡树啊，一个橡树的种子，小小的种子种在地底下。
Like if it's an oak tree, starts from this little seed under the ground.
它死了。
It died.
它埋葬了。
It's buried.
它又长出一个新的生命来。
And it sprouts again with this new life.
长的是给它的给食，它长成一个参天大树啊。
Given enough days and years, it would turn up to become such a grand tree reaching up to the sky.
原它的那个它的那个美丽远远超过它原来那个种子。
And its beauty far exceeds the first beauty when it was just a seed.
它死人复活也是这样。
So likewise, this is how the dead would be raised from the dead.
我们死了埋葬的不过像个种子埋下去一样。
When we die, when we are buried, we're just like a seed being buried underground.
但是我们只要在活的时候呢。
But when we are made alive again, we simply exist far more better than when we first lived.
不但是在外面呢，它的那个形状是荣耀的。
Not only outwardly, the form is glorious.
在复活的那一天早晨的时候。
But on that resurrection morning,
我们看见呢。有这个复活的像太阳一样的那样的荣耀。
We would see all the glory. Some would be like the glory of the sun.
我们主耶稣基督他就是出熟的果子啊，他是那个公义的太阳。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the first fruit. He is also the Son of Righteousness.
第一个复活的主像太阳一样那样的荣耀。
The Lord who was raised from the dead first would be just like as glorious as the sun.
整个教会啊，是他的心腹啊。
And the whole church as his bride.
整个复活的时候。
When the whole church is resurrected.
就好像那个月亮啊，反射那个太阳的光亮。
Would be just like the moon reflecting the light of sun.
每一个信主的人复活的时候，都像天一样，星星一样。
And every believer when he is raised from dead, it's just like a star in heaven.
这个星星有这个星星的荣光，那个星星有那样的星星荣光，非常非常的美丽的。
This star would have this kind of glory as opposed to the other, having its own glory. Everyone is so gorgeous.
啊，这只是外面的那个形状。
Now this isn't only the our form yet.
但是外面的形状要改变了。
Even this form will be changed.
这种下去的那个东西死了。
Now the one that's being duck down would die.
复活的时候呢，那个外面那个形状是非常非常荣耀。
And when it's being brought to life again, our form would be gorgeous, glorious.
不但是外面是荣耀的。
Not only is our form glorious.
里面的性质完全改变了。
But even the inside nature would be totally transfigured.
他说呢，我们所种的呢，是那个必朽坏的。
The Bible teaches that what we sow is corruptible.
那复活那个是不朽坏的。
And when it's risen again, it's incorruptible.
哎呀，我们今天这个身体都是会要朽坏的身体啊。
All our bodies today are corruptible.
等等死了，埋葬了。
So when we die, we're buried.
我们在大陆可能大部分都是火化了哈，就变成化成一把灰了。
Maybe in China, everything would be, all of the corpses would be burned up into the ruins of dust.
在台湾很多是土葬的哈。
But in Taiwan, a lot of people are buried simply underground.
十年、二十年之后，也都化成一堆骨头。
But even so, 10 years, 20 years later, everything returns to dust.
我们是这个身体是近一天比一天朽坏的。
Our body simply decays day by day.
你也年日渐渐增长的时候，第二个感觉哈，力不从心了。
When you grow older, you simply have this feeling that your strength simply cannot match up what you desire in heart.
一天一天走向死亡，一天比一天走向那个朽坏啊。
Day by day, we're simply marching toward death, toward decaying.
但是呢，复活的呢是不朽坏的。
However, that being raised is incorruptible.
当我们得到那个复活的身体的时候
，When we receive this risen body,
我们里头再不再有叹息了。
Inside us, there's no longer sighing.
身体呢不能再辖制我们了。
The body cannot put us in bondage again.
它是要存到永远的。
This body will last forever.
而且呢，他说所种的是羞辱的。
And also, what you plan is a dishonor.
那么复活的是荣耀的。
And what's brought forth again is honor.
你有没有想过呢？我们今天呢，为什么要穿衣服？
Have you ever thought of today? Why is it we need to put on clothes?
说穿衣服为了保暖嘛，哈。
Well, simply to keep you warm.
如果天气很热的话呢，你要不要穿衣服呢？
But if the weather is sweltering hot, do you still wear clothes?
那有人说呢，穿衣服呢是为了要装饰哈。
And others would say, well, to put on clothes to spruce you up.
那可能我们这种身体需要装饰。有些人他身体很强壮、很健康、很美丽，是不是？他是不是需？但是他需不需要穿衣服呢
？Maybe bodies like ours do need this adornment, but other people with strong body do they also need to this kind of adornment?
如果你没有穿衣服的话，你在众人面前，你的感觉是怎么呢
？Without any clothing on, what's your feeling standing before all men?
觉得很羞耻，对不对
？Don't you feel ashamed?
哎呀，怎么没有穿衣服呢
？How come I don't have any clothing on?
哎呀，这是羞得不得了，找个地洞钻下去，对不对
？It was so ashamed that you just want to dig a hole and stay inside.
可是当初在神创造的时候不是这样子。
But when God first created us, it's not like this.
当初神造人呢，亚当夏娃的时候呢，他说当时呢，夫妻二人呢，赤身露体，并不羞耻。
When God first created Adam and Eve, the couple were naked, but they were not ashamed.
当初创造的时候，他们不需要穿衣服的。
In the first beginning of the creation, they did not have to be
ashamed,
and they would not feel any shame about that.
有弟兄说呢，他们那时候可能有神的荣光在他们身上啊。
Some brothers would say that at that time, probably God's glory is so enveloping them.
但什么时候他们发觉他们是赤身肉体呢
？But when did they find that they were actually naked?
他们犯罪的时候。
When they sinned.
他们呢，当吃了亚当夏娃吃了神所禁止他们所吃的那个知识善恶树的果子之后
When they ate the forbidden tree of knowledge of the good and evil.
他们呢，立刻就发觉呢自己是赤身肉体了。
Right away, they realized that they were naked.
他们呢，就立刻觉得羞耻了。
Right away, they felt ashamed.
你知道他们怎么做吗
？Then do you know what they did?
然后就拿很多呢无花果树的叶子当做裙子，这把身体遮起来啊。
They sewed up all the thick leaves into a loin covering.
对，挖苦树叶子遮不了什么身体了。
We know the thick leaves could not cover your body at all.
所以神来找他们的时候。
Therefore, when the Lord God came,
说你在哪里啊
？Where are you?
他说呢，我听见在园子里头听见你的声音呢，我就躲起来了。
I heard you a sound in the garden, therefore I hid myself.
因为我赤身露体。
Because I'm naked.
神说你是不是吃那个果子啊
So God said, have you eaten of the fruit?
当人犯罪之后啊
When man sinned,
啊我们的身体啊就不再有那神的荣光在身上
Our bodies no longer possess that glory.
我们需要穿衣服来遮盖它
Therefore, we need to have clothes on to cover us.
如果赤身露体的话是非常让人羞耻的
Being naked is truly is so shameful.
但是呢复活那时候呢
But, at the time of resurrection,
复活的是荣耀的
This resurrection is glorious.
当我们复活的时候
When we are raised from the dead.
哎，我们呢都要穿上再次披上神的荣光了。
Once again, we will put down the glory of God.
哎，不需要再花时间去 shopping 买衣服哈。
No longer do we need to spend time to shop.
神的荣光要显在神的百姓上。
Because God's glory will be manifested among people.
啊，那个看见的是非常非常荣耀的。
All you can see is simply glory.
他还说呢。
And the Bible continues,
他说所种的呢是软弱的。
It is sown in weakness.
复活呢是强壮。
It is raised in power.
哎呀，你他们会不会觉得我们的身体啊是常常非常容易软弱哈？
Do you often feel that our body, become very weak and weary?
我们呢？吃没吃好的话，我们疲倦；我们睡没睡好也疲倦哈。
If we do not eat, we do not sleep properly. We feel tired.
哎呀，这个有时候生一点点小病啊，让我们觉得那个软弱如水一样哈。
Sometimes we just some little ailment, we just feel we're so weak as water.
感谢主啊，在我身上还没有经历什么大的病啊。
I thank the Lord that on me, I haven't really experienced any serious illness yet.
但是呢，每次一感冒的时候啊
，But every time I catch a cold，
哎呀，我就是你说叹息啊，怎么这么样的软弱啊
？I just groan within me and say, "Oh, how could I be so weak?"
一点点感冒啊，就让我一天呢、啊，这个就起不来。
Just with this little cold, I could not even get up the whole day.
吃也吃不好，我睡也睡不好，我什么事情都不能做。
I could not eat well, neither sleep well. I could not do anything.
一点点感冒，让我祷告也没法祷告，读经也没法读经了。
With this little cold, I could not even pray nor study the Bible.
真是觉得是一个这个身体实在是一个软弱的身体。
I really feel my body is just a weak vessel.
当我们复活的时候
，But when we are raised from the dead,
我们里头就不再软弱了。
Inside us, there is no weakness anymore.
赐给我们的是一个强壮的身体。
What God has given us is a strong body.
不管呢任何这样的环境，再艰难的环境啊，我们呢都是感觉精神抖擞的。
Regardless of any kind of difficult, adverse circumstances, we always feel spirited and vigorous.
为什么会这样子呢
？Why?
因为呢，我们现在的身体呢是一个血气的身体。
Because the body we possess now is a natural body.
哎呀，这个血，因为这个血气的身体啊。
Because this is a fleshy body.
所以呢，会朽坏。
Therefore, it will decay.
所以呢，是有羞辱。
Therefore, it possesses dishonor.
所以呢，是软弱的。
And therefore, it is weak.
但是复活的时候呢
？However, when we're raised,
我们得到的是一个灵性的身体。
What we received is a spiritual body.
什么叫做灵性的身体
？And what is called spiritual body?
今天呢，我们的灵魂身体啊，虽然住在一起，但是他们是分开来的哈。
Today, even though our soul, spirit, soul, and body dwell together, but actually they are separate.
我们身体稍微软弱一点。
If our body is weak,
脑筋也不清楚了。
Then we feel that we're so addled in head.
读经也读不下去了。
Cannot really study the Bible.
脑筋也不清楚了。
Because there is this stupor in my head.
我们的这个读主的话也没有亮光了。
And there is no light from God's word.
听信息也听不下去了。
And we cannot stand hearing God's message.
灵修也没办法灵修了。
And we cannot continue our daily devotion.
所以我们说，在这个帐篷里头，我们这个人啊，我们这个人在这个帐篷里头叹息劳苦啊。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that our person is groaning, sighing within this tent.
所以从另一方面来说呢，我们要好好保养自己的身体，对不对？
So from one perspective, that we really do have to take good care of our body.
那么有好的身体能为我们的魂效力。
So with a good body, then we could work with the soul.
一个强壮的魂能够为我们的灵效力，对不对？
And then with a strong soul, it could work for the spirit.
我们所以对我们这个身体的必须保养顾惜啊，因为我们呢，让我们的灵呢能够跟神有这不受拦阻。
Therefore, we do need to cherish, nourish our body so that our spirit would not be hindered. There is no obstruction between God and us.
但是这个灵啊，今天呢是局限在我们这个软弱的身体里头。
Therefore, this our spirit is being limited, restricted in our weak body.
到那一天的时候
，But on that day,
我们得到的是一个灵性的身体。
What we receive as a spiritual body.
哎呀，什么是灵性的身体啊？
What is a spiritual body?
我们呢，在我们的经历当中呢，没有这样的经历。
We do not have this kind of experiences in our experiences.
但是有一个很好的例子。
But there is a very good example.
就是那个成熟的果子。
That is the first fruit.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他从死里复活之后啊
，Lord Jesus Christ, when he was raised from the dead,
他是穿上个什么样的身体
？What kind of body he put on？
有一天晚上啊
，On one night，
那个门徒们都聚在一起
，When all the disciples got together，、
哎、因为怕犹太人呢，他把门都关得紧紧的
，Because they were afraid of the Jews, so they shut the doors tight。
耶稣呢，突然就站在他们当中
，And all of a sudden Jesus stood in their midst。
哎，祝愿你们平安啊
！Peace to you。
哎，门徒都吓坏了。
All the disciples were so frightened。
他们以为看见是魂啊，是鬼。
Because they saw some spirit。
他说：“主说你们来摸摸看我啊，我是有骨有肉啊，魂是没有的。
”The Lord Jesus said, "Come to touch me, see, touch my bone."Touch my flesh.
他对那个后来对马可的那个多马说、啊、你伸出你的石头探入我的手啊，拿你的手、啊、探入我的肋旁啊，不要疑惑、啊，总要信。
And later on, he said to Thomas that reach out finger, touch my hand, and reach out your hand, touch my side.
耶稣基督复活。
Do not doubt.
耶稣基督复活，他就实实在在一个身体。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was raised from the dead, he had this solid body with him.
但是呢。我觉得很有意思啊，他跟他们要一块鱼来吃，一块烧鱼来吃。
And to me, it's so arresting that Jesus would ask for a broiled fish.
那路加福音还特别在小字上记载，还另外再拿一块蜜糖给他吃。
And then according to the Gospel of Luke, there was a little note saying that Jesus also asked for the honeycomb.
他耶稣基督他这个身体是可以吃可以喝的是实实在在的一个身体
Therefore Jesus Christ's body can eat, can drink It is a solid concrete body
但是呢他又不受这个物质身体的一些辖制
However it's not confined by a material body at the same time
他可以一下子在他们当中
He could appear in the midst of them on one time
一下子又不见了
And at the other time he disappeared
那跟那个两个门徒在那个以马忤斯路上的时候
And with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus,
主耶稣跟他们一起走路，跟他们一起谈话。
As the Lord Jesus talked to them, walking with them,
他们认不出那是耶稣啊。
These two disciples could not recognize Jesus.
到耶稣跟他们一起吃饭，剥了饼了之后。
Until Jesus ate bread with them, until he break the bread.
然后他们眼睛一开，才知道认出是耶稣。
And then when their eyes were enlightened, they said, "This is the Lord Jesus."
啊、突然一下子主又不见了
And suddenly our Lord disappeared
哎呀这是一个灵性的身体
Therefore this is a spiritual body
这是一个我们出熟的果子给我们的样子
This is what the first fruits have shown us
出熟的果子 是如何将来后续的果子也是如何
As the first fruits so are those fruits coming up
出熟的果子我们的主耶稣基督他是什么样的荣耀我们将来也是什么样的荣耀
As the first fruit Jesus Christ is glorious so are we to become glorious as he
为什么神要给我们一个灵性的身体
Why is that God wants to give us this spiritual body
因为呢他要我们能够承受他的果
Because he wants us to inherit his kingdom
他说呢弟兄们我告诉你们啊血肉之体呢不能够承受神的果
Brethren the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God
那必朽坏的不能够承受不朽坏
The incorruption cannot inherit this corruption cannot inherit in corruption.
神要我们将来所承受的是什么呢？
What is that God wants us to inherit?
是他所创造的一切。
It's everything that he has created.
要我们承受的是神的果。
Therefore, we will inherit the kingdom God.
哎呀，你想想看，神所创造的是多么样的伟大。
Imagine this, how great is God's creation.
这个宇宙也不过是他的创造的一部分而已。
Even this universe is simply part of his whole creation.
我们这个血肉的身体怎么可能承受这个整个宇宙呢？
Therefore, we with this flesh and blood, how can we inherit the whole universe?
如果你不相信的话，
If you do not believe this,
你去爬山爬到2000公尺看看。
When you climb a high mountain above 2000 feet,
你大概就气喘如牛了啊。
You probably will be panting like a cow.
你如果到了4000公尺的话，
And then when you reach the 4000 feet above sea level,
有高山病可能要带带氧气筒了。
Not only you would have this kind of sickness when you reach such a highhide on mountain, but you probably have to carry along with your oxygen tank.
没有人上得了那个喜马拉雅山啊，这个上得去还是精神抖擞的。
So nobody would ever climb up to the Himalaya summit and still become so spirited and vigorous in his body.
这样的血肉的身体如何能够承受神的果呢？
So this kind of body of flesh and blood, how can it inherit the kingdom of God?
所以神呢，他要给我们一个新的身体。
Therefore, God has to give us this new body.
一个复活的身体。
This risen body.
一个灵的、属灵的、灵性的身体。
This spiritual body.
好叫呢，我们能够承受神。
So that we are able to inherit everything.
好叫我们能够在他所创造的一切跟他一同作王掌这这。做王啊，那个啊，掌权了。
So that we will reign as king together with him in the midst of everything he created.
这是那个何等大的盼望啊！
What a hope this is!
何等荣耀的个盼望！
What a glorious hope this is!
这个使人复活的盼望。
Now this hope of resurrection from the dead
支撑了保罗他一生的服事。
Has sustained Paul's lifetime ministry.
保罗呢，他在这一生服事遭遇多少的患难
？Throughout Paul's ministry, we see all kinds of afflictions and troubles.
是什么样的信念支撑他度过这许多的难处
？What is the very soul thing that could hold him up through all this time?
当他到后来在那个公会面前呢受审判的时候
，When later on Paul was judged and before the council.
他说呢，我今天正是在这里受审判，因为盼望使人复活。
The reason that today I'm being judged simply concerns the hope and the resurrection of the dead.
当他在巡抚菲利斯面前受审的时候
，When he was judged before the governor Felix,
那犹太的首领呢，多方面来控告他。
So many of the leaders from the Jews simply accused him from different perspectives.
保罗为自己辩答的时候
Then when Paul defended himself,
他说了他们所辩的每一件事情呢，没有一件事情能够成立的，能够证实的。
Paul said none of the accusations from them could stand, could be proved true.
但是有一件事情
However, there's one thing.
就是他们所说的异端的道。
That is the very sect of the way as they claim.
我按照这个道的服侍我祖宗的神。
It is according to this way of that I have been worshiping, serving my God.
而且呢，相信呢，律法书上所记的和先知所说的一切。
Believing in accordance of the law and everything written in the prophet.
同时呢，我靠着神呢，盼望。使人无论善恶都要复活。
And I have a hope in God that whether just or unjust will be raised from the dead to be judged.
所以保罗他如何在这条 道上服事
？So how did Paul serve in this way？
一面呢是靠着神的话。
On the one hand, by God's word.
一切是律法上所记的。
Everything written in the law,
先知书上所说的
recorded in the prophet,
他都相信
he believed,
他都遵守
and he observed,
他都照着行
he simply did them.
那另外一面
on the other hand,
因着神靠着神呢，他要盼望一件事
and by God, he had this hope.
使人无论善恶都一天都要复活
that whether righteous or wicked, one day they will be judged.
行善的呢？复活得生啊
Right, the righteous one will be raised to life, to, to receive life.
作恶的呢，复活定罪。
And the wicked will be raised to condemnation.
因着这个使人复活这个的盼望啊。
And because of this hope of the resurrection of the dead.
支撑了保罗他一生的服事。
Has upheld all Paul's lifetime ministry.
他在三十一节他说了啊。
Verse 31.
他那个哥林多前十三十五章啊，他说弟兄们呢、啊，我在主面耶稣基督里头指着你们所夸的口啊，极力的说呢，我是天天死啊。
Chapter 15, verse 31, I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily.
他曾经在亚细亚的那个以弗所遭遇极大的患难。
One time at Ephesus of Asia, he encountered such great affliction.
他呢几乎是呢 跟野兽在那里战斗。
At that time, he was almost fighting with beasts.
他是天天死，天天经历死。
Therefore, daily he died, and daily he experienced death.
是什么样的信念使他支撑他经过这么多的难处呢？
Then what is his mindset that will able to carry him through all these afflictions?
在哥林多后书第一章啊，他来说。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we read.
他说：“弟兄们啊，我不愿你们不知道。”
We do not want you to be ignorant, brethren.
我们从前在亚细亚呢遭遇患难。
About trouble which came to us in Asia.
被压太重啊，力不能胜。
That we were burdened beyond measure, above strength.
甚至连活命的指望都没有。
So that we despaired even of our life.
他在那里啊，因着那个压力之大，大到个地步，他甚至不知道明天还活不活得下去。
The stress at that time was so great to the point that he did not know if he was able to live on next day.
是什么样的信念让他在那样的环境当中撑过那个支撑过来呢？
Then what is his mindset that would able to uphold him throughout this?
他说呢，叫我们不靠自己。
He says not by that we should not live by ourselves.
乃是就靠那个叫死人复活的神。
That we would trust the God who raised the dead to life.
他是靠着那个叫死人复活的神所赐的那个大能大力啊。
It is through the great power and strength of the God who raised the dead to life.
这个复活的信念呢，让他撑过这许许多的难处。
Therefore, this very belief of resurrection has got him through all these trials.
这个复活生命的大能使他能够经历各样的患难。
It is this power of this endless life, help him go through all these afflictions.
在我们生活当中的时候，也常常经历这样的重担，不是？
In our lives, we often also experience all kinds of burdens.
哎、我们也许许常常经历受压。
We are often so burdened.
我们呢在工作上受压，对不对？
We are oppressed at work.
今天的失业率这么样的高。
With such a high unemployment rate today.
每一个老板呢都极力要争表现。
So every boss has to put out the best foot of theirs.
每一个地方工作，他只是人越来越少，工作越来越多。
So in almost every place that.The employees decrease, but the workload increases.
工作有时候压着我们呢，喘不过气了。
So this workload has been upon us to the point we cannot breathe.
有时候这个老板给你气受，有时候同事给你气受啊，这个重压是常常有的。
So a lot of the time you would have a hard time with your boss, with your colleagues. This is just such a common thing.
家里有时候也有重担。
And likewise, sometimes in our homes we have.So many burdens.
在我们家中任何一个成员呢，患了个重病，患了病，全家就鸡犬不宁了。
Should any member of your household would have certain serious illness, the whole family would be turned upside down.
不要说我们患了个病啊，生个病，重担的不得了啊。
Not to mention we ourselves, should we have this serious illness today, then we simply could not take it.
我们的父母是病的，有时候孩子病的哈，那也是许许多的重担。
Sometimes our parents would become sick, sometimes our children, it's just various kinds of a burden.
在教会服事的时候，有时候也经历重担，是吧？
Now likewise, in the church services, we also experience the same thing.
哎呀，都意见我们意见不一样哈，那么有时候就会有一些难处哈，就是有些重压，是吧？
So when we have different opinions, then we just come across with the pressure, with the burdens.
是什么样的信念让我们从这些重担里头过来呢？
Then what is that very belief that would carry you through all this?
是什么样子的盼望让我们能够经历这些苦难？
What is that very hope that would help you to go through this affliction?
我想保罗他在以弗所的那个经历啊。
I believe that Paul's experience in Ephesus
也显在他写以弗所书里头。
Has been so clearly made known in the epistle that he wrote to Ephesus.
在监狱里头啊，写信给以弗所的教会。
As he wrote this epistle to Ephesus, actually in a prison.
他在那里啊，为他们有个祷告。
As he prayed for them.
他说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神。”
May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你的荣耀的父。
The Father of Glory,
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们
give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
叫你们能够真知道他
in the knowledge of Him,
叫你们知道啊，我们的恩召有何等样的指望
that you will know what is the hope of your calling,
他在圣徒当中的得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
that what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in all the saints,
并且他向我们这些信的人身上所显的能力啊，是何等样的浩大
！What is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe？
这是什么样的能力呢
？What kind of power is it？
就是神借着大能大力叫耶稣基督从死里复活的那个能力。
According to the power of His mighty power which He worked in Jesus Christ when He raised Him from the dead。
耶稣基督从死里复活。
The Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead。
彰显了神的大能。
And he manifested the power of God.
因着神的大能大力，叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
And because of God's great power and might, he raised him from the dead.
他说：“今天呢，这个能力呢，要显在我们的身上。
Today, the same power will be seen in us.
叫我们能够看见啊，叫圣灵来启示我们。
So that we could see under the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他向我们的信的人呢，所显的能力是何等样的浩大。
That toward us, what is the exceeding greatness of power?
是什么样的能力呢
？What kind of power is this?
是神叫耶稣基督从死里复活的那个能力。
It's the same power that God exerted to raise Jesus Christ from the dead.
是那个从死里复活的能力呢，让我们里头那个软弱的人呢，再次刚强起来。
It is the power of resurrection from the dead, once again strengthen us from weakness.
是那个复活的大能啊，叫我们能够承受各样的压力。
It is this resurrection power that enables us to bear all kinds of adversity.
是这个复活的大能呢，让我们经历各样的难处。
And it is this power of risen life that enables us to go through all kinds of problems.
我们的难处呢，有的时候还不是外面的。
Sometimes our plights are not merely outward.
外面之所以有难处呢，是因为我们里面有难处。
The reason we have problems outside is very much because we have problems inside.
我们里面有什么样的难处呢
？What kind of issue do we have inside?
保罗他在第五十五节他说
，In First Corinthians 15:55,
他发出一个挑战。
Now he.Issue this challenge to them.
他说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里
？”Death, where is your victory？
他死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Oh, death, where is your sting？
你的毒钩啊，就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
死亡呢，它不但是叫我们身体慢慢毁坏哈。
Not only does death cause our body to decay gradually，
死亡在我们身上是一个权势。
But also death is dominion over us。
什么是死亡的权势
？What is the dominion of death？
那保罗在那个罗马书第七章他说呢
，Romans 7 we read，
我心里想要去做的善呢、啊，我却不做。
The goodness that I will to do in my heart that I do not do。
很多事情我们知道该去做
，So many things we know we are supposed to do。
我们就是里头力不从心的做不来。
However, we simply our desire cannot match up, our strength cannot match up our desire. Why?
这是死的权势。
This is simply the dominion of the death.
死亡的权势呢，不但是叫我们身体毁坏。
The dominion of death not only decays our body.
死亡的权势叫我们呢。做不出来神要我们做的事。
The dominion of death also enables us not being able to do the things God wants us to do.
死亡呢，叫我们在遵循神的旨意上呢，力不从心。
And also death, in terms of doing God's will, hinders us to do so, so we simply feel that we're not up to the bar.
不但死亡是个权势。
Not only death is a dominion.
他说罪呢也是个权势。
So is sin.
罪在我们身上啊，辖制我们。
This sin has put us in bondage in us.
叫我们去做那些我们不应该去做的事。
So we do things we're not supposed to do.
什么是罪的权势？
So what is the dominion of sin?
就是你明明知道这个不该去做。
That you know it so clear, you're not supposed to do it.
就好像你就偏偏要去做。
But in contrast, you just want to do it.
还在我们死亡在我们身上是个权势。
Therefore, this death is the dominion over us.
罪在我们身上是个权势。
So is sin.
我们做不出神要我们做的事。
We cannot perform the things God wants us to do.
我们要偏偏要去做那神不要我们做的事。
Instead, we do things God forbids us to do.
哎呀，那个这才是我们重压的源头啊。
And this is the very source of all kinds of burden on us.
这个死亡和罪的权势呢，让我们呢不能够走在神的道路上。
Therefore, this dominion of sin and death hinders us from walking in the path of God.
什么样的能力叫我们从这样的权势解脱出来呢？
Then what kind of power can set us free from this kind of dominion?
他说，当我们复活的时候。
And the Bible teaches when we are resurrected.
他说呢，这必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的。
This corruptible will be turned into incorruptible.
这必死的要变成不死的。
The mortality will be turned into immortality.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的。
Now, since this corruptible has been turned into incorruptible,
这必死的既变成不死的。
Since this mortal has been turned into immortality,
说那时呢，经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory.
当我们在复活的早晨。
On the resurrection morning,
我们发现一件事情。
We will realize one thing.
你在我们身上没有权势。
That death has no more dominion over us.
罪也不能再来辖制我们了。
Nor could sin put us in bondage anymore.
哎呀，原来一天要完全被得胜所吞灭了。
So on that day, death is totally swallowed up by God.
何等样的荣耀的事情啊。
Oh, what a glorious thing this is.
这不单只是在复活那天所荣耀经历啊。
And not only would we experience that on the resurrection morning,
这个复活生命大能咱们今天就能够经历的。
But this very power of risen life should be able to experience by us today.
靠着主呢，他说呢，靠着我们感谢神呢，使我们借着主耶稣基督的圣啊。
Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个得胜呢，不是一定要等到那一天复活的早晨的时候，我们才能经历啊。
The victory doesn't have to wait until the resurrection morning, then we could actually experience it.
当然到那一天的时候呢，我们要脱去这个软弱卑贱的身体，要完全的得胜。
Of course, on that day we will put off this weak and base body and to become victorious completely.
今天呢
But today,
我们在基督耶稣里头
in Christ Jesus,
就能够经历这复活生命的大能。
We are able to experience this power of this risen life.
就能预尝浅尝那死被吞没得胜的话。
Today, we should be able to foretaste the meaning of this verse. Death is swallowed up in victory.
而是这个复活生命的能力都盼望啊。那我们今天呢，就不再受死的辖制。
This power is hope of the risen life today enables us not to be bound by death anymore.
叫我们不再受罪的辖制。
No longer shall we be bound by the dominion of sin.
格林多全书呢，像所有神的神的话，每卷书都是一样啊，都是非常宝贝的。
Like every book of the Bible, every book is so precious.
那么包括《格林多前书》一样是非常宝贝的书哈。
So the First Corinthians is likewise precious.
格林多前书不是仅仅写给哥林多教会的。
First Corinthians is not only written to the Corinthian church only.
也不是写给历史历代哥林多的教会的。
Nor is it written to.
在哥林多历史历代不是有教会吗？也不是光是写给他们。
Nor is it written to the other churches at Corinth that came about later on.
他也不是仅仅写给那些在软弱当中跟他们一样犯罪的那个教会。
Nor is it written to those weak, sinful brethren only.
读一读我们中间没有这个难处啊，没有那个难处啊。
As we read up through the epistle, we would say we do not have problems like that.
我们就跳过去了, 我们的更多前书不是为我们写的。
So we would skip over all the pages and say, well, since it's not written for us.
哥林多前书是写给历史历代共教会的。
Instead, the First Corinthians is written to all the churches throughout ages and generations.
他叫我们知道呢, 如何在软弱的时候, 在难处的时候能够过得来。
It teaches us how do we go through all the problems in through all the weaknesses we be able to come around.
我们都会经历软弱。
Since we all experience weaknesses.
我们都会经历失败。
Since we all experience failures.
在我们里面那个天然的亚当呢,
the natural Adam in us.
跟在哥林多教会那犯错那些弟兄姊妹的有亚当是一样的。
It's just like the natural Adam of all the Corinthian church when they sinned.
我们里面那个罪性呢，跟那些犯错弟兄姊妹的那些罪性是一样的罪性。
The sinful nature we possess, it's just the same as the sinful nature of those sinful Corinthian brethren.
他们经历的这许多的难处啊。
So as all the Corinthian brethren went through all these adversity, their teachings, their lessons should become our teaching.
叫我们知道，当我们也经历这些难处的时候，怎么样过得来。
So that we will know as we also go through all these difficulties, how we should conduct ourselves.
保罗怎么样把这些在难处中的弟兄姊妹们他带出来呢？
As how Paul led all the brothers and sisters in all the difficulties out.
他用十字架起手。
Paul started with the cross.
一章的时候呢,
Chapter 1.
他说呢, 在你们当中我不知道别的, 只知道耶稣基督, 并他钉十字架。
He said, I know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
借着十字架, 我们向自己死。
Therefore, through the cross we die to ourselves.
借着十字架, 我们呢, 脱去肉体的匣子。
Through the cross, we would cast off all the bondage of our flesh.
犹太人要神迹，希律人要智慧， 但是我们呢，传的呢是钉十字架的耶稣。
Jews seek sign and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Jesus Christ and His cross, Him crucified.
借着十字架， 让我们这个天然的人，这个罪的源头呢，受对付。
Through the cross that the very origin of our sin is dealt with.
叫我们这个肉肉体啊, 受对付。
Through the cross our flesh will be dealt with.
但是感谢主啊,
but we thank God, the Lord.
他是借着十字架入门的。
That Paul begins through this cross.
但是他用复活做结束。
And Paul finishes the whole thing with resurrection.
他不叫我们只停在十字架的那个死的里头。
Paul does not want us to stay in the death on the cross.
要从这些难处当中出来的话，
Paul wants us to come out from all these problems.
还需要加上复活生命的大能。
But to do so, we need to have this power of this endless life.
十字架是手段。
The cross is simply a means.
它是个道路, 是个经历。
As an experience, it's a pathway.
十字架它不是目的。
The cross is not the very end, the goal.
十字架的目的是复活。
The goal of the cross is resurrection.
十字架我们带着我们死呢, 都要我们经历生啊。
We go through death in order to experience life.
是这个复活生命的大能啊。
It is this is the power of the resurrection life.
能够叫我们从各式各样的难处当中度过来。
Enables us to overcome, go through all these adversities.
叫我们能够面对各样像死一样的经历的时候，还能够站立得住。
As we face all kinds of experiences of death, we will still be able to stand.
这是什么呢？
And what is this?
这是福音嘛，是不是？
Isn't this the gospel?
福音是什么呢？
What is the gospel?
福音是说，正一面呢。 那个是基督教的圣经所记，为我们死了，为我们埋葬了。
On the one hand, the gospel is that Jesus Christ died, was buried according to the scriptures.
一面呢,
On the other hand,
基督呢，照着圣经所记，为我们复活了。
According to the scriptures, Christ was raised from the dead.
耶稣基督记得死。
Therefore, Jesus Christ through death, through resurrection, accomplished the whole salvation.
成就了这个大好的消息, 成就这个福音啊。
Accomplished the gospel, accomplished this good tiding.
我们要来经历这个福音。
Let us all come to experience this gospel.
我们不但领受这个福音。
Not only do we receive it.
我们靠这个福音站立得住。
by it we stand.
我们要持守这个福音。
But we hold fast to it.
一面呢，借着十字架。
On the one hand, through the cross.
那个这主怎么就经历死，我们也经历死。
As how the Lord experienced death, so would we. On the other hand, we experience this resurrection. As how the Lord was raised from the dead, so we will be raised likewise. And this is the gospel. We need to hold fast to it. If we're able to hold fast to the gospel, then we will be saved by it. Daily we would experience the salvation of the gospel.
他过去救我们
He delivered us.
现在救我们
Now he will deliver us.
我们指望他将来还要救我们
And this is the hope that we set on him that he will save us.
靠这个福音呢，我们天天经历，天天经历什么拯救
So by this salvation, let us daily experience his redemption.
巴不得哥林多前书这里面的宝贝的教训呢，成为我们的经历。
If only all the precious lessons listed in the First Corinthians will become our personal life.
我们一同啊，在主的像在死的事情上，我们一同经历。
Together we would experience the matters of death.
但那个是一半。
However, this is the half of the story.
我们一同来经历复活。
Together we need to experience His resurrection.
在你身上复活。
The resurrection should be seen in you.
在我身上复活。
Also in me.
哎，我们显出来的不仅仅是死掉的人。
So what we manifest is not merely a dead person.
显出来是一个复活生命大能的人。
What we declare is this great power of this resurrection life.
我们听到，一同祷告。
Shall we please pray now?
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
哎，这福音本是神的大能。
This gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
To save all those who believe.
啊，不但那些还在慕道的人需要这个福音啊。
Not only are those who are still seeking the truth.
就是我们这些已经蒙拯救的人。
That would need this gospel, but also we who have been saved.
天天来经历这福音的大能。
Daily let us experience the power of this gospel.
叫死正在我们里面发动。
So that.Death is at work in us.
叫这生命也在人的身上发动。
But life is at work among people.
叫我们经历死亡。
So that we would experience death.
叫我们脱去肉体的残累。
So that we could put away all the encumberment of the flesh.
叫我们经历复活。
Help us to experience your resurrection.
巴不得神叫从耶稣基督从死里复活生命的大能。
If only this great power of life that God exerted on Jesus Christ to raise him from the dead will also be made manifest in all of us who believe. So today, help us to experience this glorious resurrection. This is a great power of God's resurrection. Lord,We thank you. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that He has shared or given His precious word to us.
我们有几件事情报告。
We have a few announcements to make.
请弟兄姊妹